The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Welcome to the Pepper and Dylan Show.
Good day to you.
How are things?
Good, good, good. I watched your interview.
Thursday, April 4th. Oh, the Ice Cube interview?
Well, I heard the whole thing. I watched part of it, but man, 10 minutes, hey?
Look, you're going to bring this gift horse over to me, and I am going to thankfully accept the gift horse and take it back into the barn and call it my own. I am not going to open up that horse's mouth and inspect its teeth and say thanks, but no thanks, okay?
No, I understand.
I am not going to tell you that that 10-minute interview with Ice Cube was too quick.
No, but it was so quick. It sounded like it, and I can confirm for you, which whether this makes you feel good or not, I'm not sure, but I can confirm that his people thought it was a great interview.
Oh, really?
Because I sent the full version that Megan had put together with your intro and stuff.
Yeah.
Which you can get on the podcast. But they said it was a great interview, but I was like, wow, nice. I was like really into it.
Yeah.
Because I find it fascinating. I don't know much or
you would have found anything. A 20-minute interview far more fascinating.
Probably.
It was awesome. And yeah, I rode that high a little bit. I was surprised at how many people people were very complimentary at just like not even whether they'd listened to the interview or watched the video of the interview, but people like friends and people I hadn't spoken with in a long time were like, hey, I'm happy for you. You finally got to interview your guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I did. I talked to my mom yesterday. My mom even listened to the interview.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What did your mom say?
She didn't know who Ice Cube was.
Fair.
She was like, okay, that was good. Now, who is this Ice Cube again?
Fair.
I said, okay, well, huh? I tried to you know, Mom, it doesn't matter. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
That's
she
nice.
She thinks she remembers him from a movie.
Well, he's in so many.
I was just like, yeah, you would probably, Mom. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if my mom would watch the movies that Ice Cube would be in.
He's been in every kind of genre.
He has been in a lot of movies. I didn't know until I was kind of looking into it. It was even after the fact that he's been in over 40 movies.
Yeah.
40.
And some really good ones.
He's a star. Yeah.
That's the one thing when I was watching it, he is a star.
He's a bona fide star. And here's the vibe that I got from talking to Ice Cube. And again, it's wherever you get your podcast. Megan put it up there and it's, you know, it's 10 minutes chatting with Ice Cube, whether you're a fan or not. You know, I have been the biggest fan of him in a long time. We don't do a lot of interviews for a handful of reasons on this show or on our little podcast channel thing or whatever you want to call it. Simply because we don't get those opportunities very often.
Mm-hmm. And it's hard.
But the thing that I kept coming away with, which I always felt but couldn't confirm because I'd never spoken with the gentleman before, he's bleeping cool.
Oh.
He's just super cool.
He oozed cool. That's the one thing I was thinking about when I was watching the video.
Yeah.
Is like the only other person that kind of oozes cool like that you like 100% know is like a Snoop Dogg.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what Snoop Dogg does, he just oozes cool. He could be being goofy. He could be being serious. But he just shows up as Snoop Dogg is.
Right.
And then when you see like Ice Cube just sitting there, it's just like that dude was
cool. Just cool.
Yeah.
And so it was, I felt by association, maybe for 10 minutes of my life, I could be cool.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Simply by association.
Oh, well, you did a great job. Like,
Thank you. You
hung with him.
Yeah.
And it seemed like if he was in town that he would want to sit down and continue that conversation.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying that he will.
Is that what you're setting up? No. Is that the next best thing here now? Okay.
No, I think we got lucky because like pointed out to him and like we've been saying, he didn't need to talk to you.
Robbie, is that you making a joke that he's cool, but Ice-T is cool?
No.
Is that the joke? Because Ice-T is so cool?
No, sorry. Ashley was saying that maybe your mom saw him in Law & Order Special Victims Unit.
Oh, okay. I said, I'm going to go make it. He's cool, but he's not as cool as Ice-T.
He's way cooler than Ice-T, though.
I would argue that an Ice Cube is cooler than a iced tea.
Than a glass of iced tea?
Yeah.
Very much so.
Because the Ice Cube makes the iced tea cold.
True. Or does the iced tea keep the Ice Cube cold?
The iced tea is
room temperature or a little warmer, and you put an Ice Cube into the iced tea will melt the Ice Cube. Therefore, the Ice Cube doesn't remain, it struggles to maintain its coolness. Ice tea dictates the cool factor when it comes to Ice tea and Ice Cube.
I guess.
If we're going to the drink and the...
You could put the coldest ice cube in a drink. The drink is going to determine whether it wants to coexist with the ice cube or not, right?
But doesn't the ice cube make the drink cooler?
It tries to, but it can only be as successful as the drink wants to be.
I don't know about
the
that.
The drink is controlling the cool factor.
But what happens?
The ice cube is just there for the ride.
What happens when the cubes are more powerful than the drink and then they're there to the end?
It's only if the drink is already cold and wanting to be cold.
No,
you
don't think so.
You put an ice cube into a hot cup of coffee, what do you have? More water in your coffee.
A watered down coffee.
That's
but
it.
If you put a ton of ice cubes into a coffee, you have a nice coffee.
Okay.
But there's only one ice cube.
Therefore, he's not as cool as a bunch of ice cubes.
Yes.
Right.
All right. That's what we figured out from that interview, I guess.
Yep, there you go.
Okay. Welcome to the Pepper and Dylan Show. What are we doing here today? $14,500. That's the first thing we'll cover. So just to update you, no one has won the $20,000 sound. $14,500. That's where we are right now. What else is happening? We know we're meeting somebody else, or we're speaking today with Jessica, one of the finalists with the dates.
Yep.
So we've got two dates remaining to be drawn from the date hat.
You got it.
The first two dates have been determined. The first one, or one of them, is going to be at IKEA.
Oh, IKEA reached out yesterday.
Okay.
IKEA, they are more excited or as excited as I am to find Cam Love.
Okay.
That's cute.
Oh, yeah. They've got everyone on staff's really looking forward to. And then, what did she say yesterday? It was so good. Christina from IKEA.
From IKEA?
Yeah. They've got name tags made out for them.
Aww.
They're making posters for their arrival.
Oh.
She said, the entire team is so invested. This will be great. Thanks again for just having us along for this journey. So they are super excited, and we can't thank them enough.
Their final date, Paige and Cam will be assembling one of the more difficult pieces of IKEA furniture to put together. And then yesterday, it was Ashley's turn to find out what her final date with Cam will be. And it was simply titled Goodwill, which means what? They're going to Goodwill?
They're
going to
go to Goodwill.
Things?
They're
going
to do an unboxing. So like when you go and donate, you bring in your box or whatever. And then they got to sort through it and see what's good, see what they can use. And so they'll be doing an unboxing as a team. After that, they'll be doing a photo shoot, which is going to be awesome as they dress each other throughout the store and kind of have some challenges there.
Okay. So
they're
super
excited as well.
Two more dates remain. So Jessica, we'll find out what her date is with Cam coming up at 7:40 this morning.
Yeah.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Hey, Dylan.
Yo!
5 days till the eclipse.
Man.
5 days till the eclipse.
I'm not going to pretend to be excited.
4 days.
I think you should, too.
Is it the 8th?
It's on Monday.
How is it the 4th today? And it's
on
the 8th.
We got to count today. Today's 1.
Thursday to Friday. Friday to Saturday. Saturday to Sunday. Sunday to Monday.
Yeah, then you got to wait around a bit on Monday.
So four days.
I thought it happens like 11 o'clock on Monday.
Four and a half. Let's go 4.5 days.
Oh, boy. Yeah, okay.
You know?
4.25.
You just won't give up, hey, Robbie?
It's around noon, right? On Monday?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, so four and a quarter.
Pretty sure. You're not getting any eclipse fever yet, Dylan?
I am not.
Okay, I'll check back.
Yeah, do, of course. Yeah, I always check back for things I don't care about.
Because you may change it and you might care about it.
Right? You never know.
Yeah.
I doubt it, though. I'm going to be honest. So far, zero interest.
Zero? Zero.
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 Less than zero.
Less than zero.
Yeah.
You don't care at all.
Zero.
Monday at whatever time it is. What time is it locally when the eclipse happens?
Well, it's hard to say because we won't really see it.
We see a little bit of it.
We'll
experience it. It'll get a little dim.
I think we saw like 11:30 to 1:30.
Yeah, but what if it's cloudy then?
It'll be like, if it's cloudy, it messes it up. If it's cloudy, I'll tell you what, if it's cloudy, I feel bad for the people who traveled all that. And we've talked to several people who have made a vacation around this eclipse.
I feel bad
for them.
Right?
All right.
Yeah.
Local time.
Yep.
We'll see a partial solar eclipse here. Right? What is it, like 23% of it?
Yeah.
Starts at 11:54 a.m.
Uh-huh.
Ends at 1:39 p.m.
Whew, that's a long time not to care, Dylan.
We are 4 days, 3 hours, 27 minutes away.
Yeah. So you mean to tell me, Dylan, when you're like, ooh, geez, just got kind of shadowy here. I wonder what that is. You're not getting, nope, can't, you can't.
I'll probably be sleeping, to be honest.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'll nap
through that. That's right around your daytime nap?
Yeah.
Well, good thing. So it'd be a little bit darker for you.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you won't have to worry about as much daylight coming through your window.
Unless I am driving
for something different, I won't go outside for
it. Okay.
Not a chance.
Not a chance.
No.
You won't for a second be, when you hear it and you're like, ooh, it's happening right now. You won't be just the least bit curious to go outside and go, let me see what this thing is all about. Not at all.
No, and I like, trust me, I like sky things. Like Northern Lights, I'll go and stand out and look at the Northern Lights for like a long time.
It's just like the Northern Lights, but the opposite.
No, it's just, it's nothing.
Instead of lights in the sky, it's less light in the sky.
That's not exciting or beautiful.
And there's one issue where you're not talking about.
It's a celestial dance like no other, Dylan.
Uh-huh,
the eclipse.
Uh-huh, yeah. What are we not talking about?
It could be cloudy. And on
oh, yeah. Of course.
If it's cloudy, there's nothing we can do.
If it's cloudy, it's just, yeah, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity just gone by the wayside.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not getting excited for anything.
No.
Not
what if I came over and knocked on your door and went, come on, man, it's eclipse time. And I have the eclipse glasses. I've got a special eclipse t-shirt for you.
If you want to do that.
I've got little eclipse flags. Like I treat it like Canada Day.
I'll be honest with you during the whole time. And I'll be like, this is lame.
Yeah.
And it's kind of neat.
What part, though?
It turns the sun into like a crescent moon almost.
Neato, man.
For how long, Robbie?
Well, in Edmonton, we won't really see.
But for how long for other people?
Like
a minute, 2 minutes?
A couple minutes.
This blocks out the sun completely, this one. We just won't see as much of it.
Mm-hmm. I'm just watching an animation of what we should expect.
Here in Edmonton?
Yeah.
Okay, walk us through it, Robbie. Oh, this is exciting, Dylan.
So if the sun is in the sky and it's a nice, and you just see the sun.
Nice clear day, okay.
The sun is blaring down.
Here, let me look at the Monday forecast to see. Yeah. Yeah, looks like a clear afternoon on Monday.
Okay.
13 degrees is the high, by the way.
Then all of a sudden you see the sneaky little moon poke his little head out.
What a little bugger.
And he blocks the little bottom of the sun for a little bit.
Look at him.
Making the sun kind of just, part of the sun disappear.
What?
Like something's
like
something's blocking it, and then the moon moves on with its day.
There you go. In fact, we get a cute eclipse.
An acute or acute?
A cute one.
It is cute.
Like an adorable eclipse.
Yeah.
Right?
It's just a little guy trying.
People in the path of totality, they get a serious eclipse. They get the full thing. They get darkness for 3 minutes.
We just
get a couple hours of shade.
Here's where I would find it interesting.
If
all day long.
Look at how exhausted you are on this.
If all day long.
Yeah.
We were in sun always.
Yeah.
I would find this interesting.
Okay.
But every night this happens.
Right. Well, even better, actually.
Well, yeah, for longer periods of time.
Yeah.
Well, kind of. Not really. The sun goes away.
Uh-huh.
But what's the cool part about this?
That the sun isn't gone away.
Something's blocking it. It's, whoa, look at that.
I know, but what is everyone waiting for? Like, you're not waiting for anything other than the darkness in the middle of the day.
That's the climax. That's the exciting
exactly.
part.
Exactly. So, but that happens every day.
Yeah.
So to me, it's just like, if we were in 24 hours of sun and this happened, I'd be like, whoa, I got to go see this.
Right.
But I see it every day.
Right. Nighttime.
Yeah, nighttime every day.
But nighttime's pish posh.
But nighttime's, it's better than this.
This is nighttime. Yeah, this is the moon going in front of the sun for a couple minutes.
Yeah.
Not a thing, huh?
There's no convincing
you to look up at that time?
I will look up if I'm out and about.
You will. So you do have more than, it's a 1% interest.
No, there's not an interest.
You said less than zero. You said you'll look up. There's a curiosity there.
I won't even look up, to be honest, because you're not supposed to look up.
Right.
Yeah. So I won't look up.
You've got to look beside.
I will notice, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But according to Robbie, not really that much.
Will you notice shade and then go, must be the eclipse?
Probably will forget by then.
Okay.
Yeah, because I wonder how shady we will be here.
Uh-huh.
It's not blocking out a lot.
It's going to be plenty shady.
Well,
right now, and shadier than the next eclipse, and the year after that, shadier, and then shadier until we're living our entire lives in darkness.
See, what I would be interested in is if we were in the path of totality and it became nighttime for a little bit, all the nocturnal animals coming awake and running around town, like bats flying everywhere. You know, all the nighttime animals.
They would be confused.
They're going to be.
Yeah.
I think that's an actual issue, is it messes animals up.
For 3 minutes?
Well, they'd be like, they all be awake, and it's just going to be mayhem.
Oh, nocturnal animals. Do you think they hit snooze?
No.
Huh?
No, probably not. Because you got to get up and get your stuff done.
Yeah, or you die.
Wow, I guess. Unlike us, right?
Yeah.
We just hit the snooze button a bunch of times.
No consequences, really.
All right, so Dylan, not into it. It's Monday.
I'm sorry.
4 days and, what'd you say, 4 days, 3 hours away?
Yeah, 3 hours, 21 minutes.
It's big enough to be a state of emergency in southern Ontario, Dylan.
But it's not a state of emergency because of the danger. It's because of the amount of people.
I think so. Yeah, crowd control.
Right.
Millions of people are flooding into
shocking,
the path of totality.
But it's such a big path.
Once in a lifetime opportunity. Yeah.
So doesn't it go down the entire, like, Canada down through the states?
They're preparing. Yeah. It's just that the path is so big.
It's this narrow line that cuts its way right through North America.
Not everyone's going to one spot. They can distribute.
But they could if they wanted to.
Yeah. It's like, because like Kingston's in the path of totality.
Right.
I don't think a lot of people are flooding to Kingston.
Not a great vacation spot.
What you need to do, though.
Yeah, a lot of prisons.
Not to be that guy.
What?
But you got to watch out all the things that are happening behind the scenes while everyone's looking at the sun and the moon.
Heists.
Heists, government things. Things are going down, man.
Yes. Legit.
That's when people will get shady. Interests you at all, it looks like there'll be a clear day on Monday to see partially what a lot of people are going to see in the Eastern time zone in the path of totality.
23%, though?
Yeah, we get a little hair of it, just a quarter of it.
If you told me I got to see 23% of something I wanted to see, I wouldn't be interested.
Really?
No, I'm sorry. 23%? Not good enough.
The first three episodes of a season of Suits?
No.
No?
No, because I would be hooked and wanting to watch more.
Mm-hmm.
But and then really let down.
But something's better than nothing.
I don't know. We're going to see on Monday.
Okay.
Who is right here.
Okay.
23% of a million. Would you like it?
No, he said no. He doesn't want 23%
Got me there.
Million. That's more for us, Robbie.
Okay, perfect. Right.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Dylan.
Hey, that's me.
We've known each other for a little while, right?
Yeah.
Robbie, we've known each other for quite some time, right?
Yeah.
You've come over to my house a handful of times to do specific projects.
Lots of times.
Would you ever use the word handy to describe you?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
No?
No.
Not once, right? Like if somebody you just met said, "Hi, Dylan, pleased to meet you. Tell me a little bit, what words would you use to describe your colleague, Pepper?"
Neurotic.
Okay. Did I? Geez, it was rhetorical, but go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead. I asked for it.
Neurotic, odd, particular.
Okay.
Clean. Organized.
Yeah.
Chaotic.
Fun. But handy, not on there.
No, God, no. Never would I say that ever.
Then why on earth am I getting what seems like every time I open Instagram? An endless run out of nowhere all of the sudden. Handy DIY Instagram account.
Because I think that's what Instagram is becoming, maybe.
But I don't like it because it's making it look too simple, Dylan, that I can build anything.
Well,
I really feel empowered to build anything I want now.
I'd be careful because I get a lot of these on any of algorithms on mine, like my Facebook and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I'd be careful because right now there's a large portion of society that are doing bad renovations.
Yes.
Like they're just like taking paint and painting over tiles and cupboards and just like they're like, look what I can do for $4.
Is it like ironically or they don't know any better?
I think they think it's a good idea.
Okay.
But I was reading an article about how there were a real estate agent saying, don't do that.
Okay.
Just stop touching your house.
Right.
Thinking that you're making it awesome.
Right.
By doing these really, really cheap renovations. All they're doing is cheapening your house.
Right.
But I think it's really popular right now. That may be why you're getting it.
These accounts are empowering people to do things that, I don't know. I'm afraid of my saw.
And if you're afraid, you shouldn't be using it.
I think I'm afraid of myself for good reason. Have you seen what a saw can do if things go wrong?
Yes.
That's an account I should be following. That should be in my algorithm. Mm-hmm. Like, don't go anywhere near your saw, buddy.
Right.
Like, just people cutting off fingers and hands and arms all over the place.
Yeah.
That's the algorithm I should get.
Yes.
Now I'm getting these people building, like, taking old furniture and restoring it and turning it into new and building this and putting up a shed. And you said this off the air a second ago. It might be because I'm building that wall for Robbie.
You did talk
but
about
how
it.
How does it know I'm building a wall for Robbie?
Well, because you talk about it.
And it's just like, oh, okay, he wants to know all of these DIY projects? How does Instagram, how does my phone know that?
It's smart.
Is it? Oh, that freaks me out, man.
But the phone knows everything. Like,
why? It shouldn't.
When you're driving, how do you think they know whether there's traffic in the area? Your phone is constantly taking...
Because of other people's phones, isn't it? Isn't that why?
And yours.
Right.
They're tracking everything you're doing constantly.
This is what I've thought. If I'm using a map to get somewhere, which I use a map to get everywhere.
Yeah.
And there's traffic up ahead on the white mud.
Yes.
And, you know, there's a red area, right? Ooh, heavy traffic. Yeah, That's just because there are so many phones not moving in that area. Isn't that why? So that phone's like talking to the other phones, going like, it doesn't look like things are going well over there. And the other phones say, no, we're at a standstill.
Yeah, but they're tracking everything on your phone.
But how are they tracking that I'm thinking and I'm designed on paper with a pen a wall, a stress wall for the playoffs?
But you said it out loud numerous times.
But I've just said stress wall.
Building.
A wall just for, building stress wall.
We're
going to
build a wall for
building. Yeah. Load his Instagram account with stuff. Not once have I searched for, drill. I haven't searched for anything. Stress wall designs?
I bet you if we were to go through your searches, we could piece it together.
There's nothing. Yeah.
Well, you sent me a DIY IKEA thing yesterday.
Right. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
How'd you find that? It just showed up
Showed up on my algorithm. Mm. And now that I've engaged with it, I'm going to get a whole lot more of it. Is that the problem?
It could be, yeah.
Yeah. Those accounts are neat. People that take IKEA furniture and turn them into things that are completely different than what they're intended to be. I like those.
Uh-huh.
But I've never told my phone I like them.
But you just said it out loud. It can hear you.
My phone can hear me go, I like that account.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It's got a microphone.
It's listening all the time.
Well, it's listening to the wrong guy. Because it giving me suggestions on things that I can do with tools.
You've proved it wrong already,
though. What a dumb phone. Shouldn't the phone be listening to me in the garage going, damn it! Crap! Now I go back to the hardware store. I got the wrong this. That's what my phone should hear me say.
You just proved it wrong, though, because you said you sent it to Robbie.
The IKEA thing, yeah.
Therefore, it's working.
Mm-hmm.
You're engaged. You're sending.
Spying on me has paid off, huh?
It's already working.
They've got the wrong guy. What do they think? I'm going to buy a table saw?
And now you're talking about it right now, giving them even more publicity.
Go somewhere else, phone. I'm not falling for all your tool specials, okay? I'm not buying any of those things.
So it's not a tool that you're going to buy on Instagram today?
No, and I've never looked for a tool.
Okay.
I don't even know how to use the tools that I have. I'm the biggest tool. I already have it.
Yeah, true.
Need it again.
True. Yeah.
So here's the item, though, that I am thinking about getting. And we do this from time to time, and you're welcome to text us anytime or let us know anytime if you're scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and you see something and you're like, God, I wonder if I should buy that.
Yeah, I love this.
And then our audience, some will say, yo, I did that too. And some they'll say, I fell for it. Don't do it.
Right.
And then oftentimes they'll go, no, it was worth it.
Right.
Vessi shoes, Dylan. The waterproof Vessi shoes, which you won't wear in water because you're too afraid to get them wet.
Don't want to get them wet.
That was a slam dunk.
Yes. People loved it.
All right. Here's my new one. And again, everybody's algorithm is different, I'm learning.
Yes.
But I'm getting, because I have nice kitchen knives. And sharpening them is really hard for me.
Okay.
And there's a device called Tumbler USA.
Tumbler USA.
Go ahead and look it up. I'm sorry if I'm polluting your algorithms from now on because it's all I'm getting. It's like somehow Instagram knows my knives are dull.
I've seen this.
You've seen this?
Yeah.
And it looks like finally something that I can actually do. I've got that stick, the steel or whatever, and then you're supposed to go shing, 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 I don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
When I do
that. That's hard in your defense.
I think I just made it even worse on my darn knife, right?
3,881 reviews.
Okay.
And a 4.9 star. Now.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You can't trust those reviews.
That's what they like to do to
us.
Right. So we need someone who has bought this.
Yes.
It does look neat, though. I'll give you that. I don't know if it would work.
It looks like it can make any knife, like the sharpest knife in town.
Right. We need to know if someone's bought
it. That's the one I'm looking at doing, yeah.
Or ultimately, you're going to have to buy it for everybody
else. Because it's kind of pricey, right?
It's not that bad.
How much is that? I don't want to click on the thing, because then all I'll do is get ads for it.
Yeah, hang on. Let me get back to it. It wasn't as bad as I thought.
Well,
$135.
Right now, I can claim a $48 off coupon right now if I hurry. Quickly.
Well, yeah, it's down from $177.
Even a bigger discount on shipping if I sign up for their newsletter.
24% off Tumblr today.
Okay, so is it worth it is the question. You don't know, Dylan, being the kitchen knife guy, the guy working in the kitchen, you've never seen it. You don't hear all the big chefs rave about it at all?
No, and I did see it because you set your degrees on your knife and then you hone it.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know whether or not this would work.
It looks like a knife sharpener for stupid idiots.
Yeah, it seems
and I'm
weird
a stupid
to me.
Idiot when it comes to sharpening my knife, so it might be perfect for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a Tumblr knife sharpener.
It's called Tumblr, yeah. Tumblr USA, I guess, is the account.
Yeah.
Don't say it out loud, though. And I'm sorry if you're going to look it up and now you'll get nothing but this on your Instagram. But if anybody has purchased it, I need to know before I go ahead and take the leap.
So far, nobody. But, the reviews seem okay. I just can't see it working.
You can't. I don't know if you can trust these reviews anymore, yeah. Right? The only reviews you can trust are the ones that you hear that aren't on the actual site.
Yeah, because when I buy stuff,
yeah.
They send you these little cards, the hush-hush cards. You ever get the hush-hush card?
No, what's a hush-hush card?
On the Amazon. They'll send you like something through Amazon, and they'll send you a hush-hush business card that says, hey, if you give us a review, we'll send you $25 Amazon gift card. But do not mention this gift card in your review.
Sneaky. That is kind of...
That's how the last couple of things I bought had that hush-hush card in it. And I was like, what? This is wild.
That's why you can't trust the reviews.
No.
You got to go with the real reviews that you hear right here.
Yes.
All right, so we'll throw that one out there if anybody's purchased that one.
Brother-in-law got one for Christmas.
And?
Swears by it.
Swears by it.
Really?
Ooh, swears by it. It's a good grade. That's a good mark.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. One person, not enough yet.
That's right.
But thank you. We do appreciate that.
Because as legend goes, I fell for the giant-sized beanbag chair. It was like the size of two couches.
Yeah.
It was massive. The kids were getting lost in the beanbag chair on the ads that I saw. They would just jump and then disappear. They'd be swallowed.
Like a ball
by this
pit.
Massive beanbag chair. Mm-hmm. And I thought, this is exactly what we need for the new basement.
Right.
And then I ordered it. That was 3 years ago.
It still has not come.
Still has not arrived.
Well, just give it some time.
I've emailed them to check, and they have not returned my message. So I've lost some money on that one so far, Dylan.
It appears that way.
Yeah.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
So Jessica will be picking her date in a little less than an hour. She was issued a rose from Bachelor Cam. She is off to her second date when she accepted. She will find out what that date is at 7:40 this morning. We're following along with the Bachelor Cam saga, to which... By tomorrow, all four dates will be determined, and the dates start tomorrow. Tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Is that the schedule for dating?
Yeah, it's Friday already. Yep. Yeah. Tomorrow night, it will start. If you want to go take part or just watch or just see what's going on, you can absolutely do that for any of the dates.
So when is the final rose issued? When is it all done? When does he choose the love of his life? That's, early next week?
Yeah. Well, the way that it will work is tomorrow, Goodwill, Calgary Trail, 6 o'clock. Saturday, we have a date yet to be determined.
Okay.
And then we have a date on Sunday that we have determined. IKEA at 1 o'clock. You can go down and see Paige and Cam there.
Okay.
And then there's a date on Monday.
Okay.
So Tuesday, we're going to have to get all the recaps.
Okay.
By Wednesday, I mean, he should be in love.
Okay. And what if he's not?
He will be.
What if he requests... a third date.
I mean, ultimately, I'm here for him.
Okay.
So if he requested, then I would tell him he has to cut two.
Right, but time is up, hey? Like, it was March, and I know that he had a couple work trips kind of in there that extended it a little bit. But, I mean, you can't just keep setting him up until you find love. That defeats the purpose.
I think the hard thing is right now is he's had one date with all of them, and every one of the dates was good.
Right.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I don't envy him at all.
No.
He has a hard, tough decision to make.
It would be so difficult.
So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, the final dates, and then a recap, and then he chooses. So Wednesday, he's going to choose who he's going to spend the rest of his life with?
I'm guessing.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm assuming. Like, I'm very curious. I think I know who it's going to be, not based on anything he has said.
All right, just on your instincts?
Yeah, I just think I know who it's going to be.
Right.
I hope that I'm right, because I like being right.
That you love being right. It's one of your favorite things.
It would be great, but I don't know.
Top five Dylan's favorite things, according to Robbie and I, coming up.
Okay, sure. I like that.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, we will figure out another date this morning.
Well, the audience certainly seems to be pro Catherine.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That seems to be the kind of the most feedback we're getting. They want Cam and Guy. Again, nobody knows anybody. Cam doesn't even know. They don't have their own phone numbers, for God's sake.
Not yet, no.
But our audience is like, yeah, go team Cam and Catherine.
Now, I don't know what they're basing that on.
Neither do I.
Here's what my plan this weekend is busy.
Okay.
Because I think this would be helpful for everybody.
Okay.
But so my plan is, I hate being me right now.
Okay.
But my plan is to go to every single one of these dates.
Oh, Dylan.
And take pictures.
No, so you're invested. Good for you.
So we could go to these dates. We can take pictures. We can post pictures of them and what they look like as a couple. Because right now we just have one picture of Cam, picture of the person.
Right.
And we're all just going on that. But I want to see them as a couple. Maybe try to grab a little video here and there of the different dates.
Okay, yeah.
But that's so, like, I don't know how he does it. That's so many dates.
Him on all these dates.
I know.
All you can do is come and take a picture of them.
So many things to do. So, it's all going to get started tomorrow with Ashley as they go to Goodwill Calgary Trail. But the beauty of all these dates is they're public dates that we're announcing, and I want people to just go and see.
Oh,
like, we're putting the pressure on.
So awkward.
Of course, though. But the pressure's got to be on because he has got to pick the love of his life.
So Jessica coming up at 7:40 this morning. We'll pick the third date. There are two mystery dates remaining in the hat.
Yes.
So we'll find out what Jessica is doing. Okay, let's do this here. There we go.
It's time to make a list. No, it won't flop. Making a list is fun, so we won't stop. Anything at any given time could drop. You better stay tuned to see what's on top.
Megan, feel free to weigh in here.
Okay.
These are Dylan. You can't overrule any of these. These are according to your closest.
All right.
Megan, Robbie, and myself. Top five things Dylan loves more than anything else.
Are we working our bottom way up? Because I got number one.
Okay. How about hot dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just the pig in general?
Because I was going to say yeah.
Can we pig in general? Yeah, we could do a whole list on the top five things about the pig that Dylan loves.
So right.
Pig, okay, so pig in general.
Like, we could do this, because this, I was going to say pizza pops.
So food would be one?
See, I was just going to say food in general.
Who doesn't like food?
Food in general is number one. Yeah, no, you're right. A little more specific.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loves a hot dog.
So the pig and pizza pops? It's one and two?
Yeah, they get pizza.
Oh, it's all going to be food?
No. Like,
you can make I was going to say, I was like,
let's broaden our horizons beyond food.
Well, there's his girlfriend.
He does love his girlfriend.
Now, this is obvious.
Uh-huh.
Casinos.
Oh,
top five, though?
Oh!
Yeah.
That's all he talks about.
Seen him in action.
He loves a casino.
See me winning in action.
Yeah, the irony is, I was going to say saving money.
By winning at the casino.
But saving money to spend at the casino might be the right. Can we just say that? Saving money to spend at the casino?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Calling up customer service lines to save money.
Oh, my
God,
so
that money saved can be used at the casino.
I love doing that.
Okay.
Or impersonating his friends and calling their banks.
No. I got you, Robbie. We've got pigs.
Thank you.
Pizza pops. We've got calling customer service to save money so we can use that money at the casino. All right.
Yes.
Being right.
Oh, yeah. I like being right.
Right. Is that number one, though? Is that the obvious one?
It's
time off.
Oh, yeah. A vacation day. Yeah. He does love a vacation day.
See, and then there's this other one that he has. And Dylan, again, you can't overrule any of this.
I'm just sitting back while we talk about you. I'm listening.
In a very passive-aggressive way.
It sounds that way.
There's this other thing that he loves. But it's just the thing of the hour. It will be his favorite thing. And the only thing that he loves.
Oh, I see. Yeah, but then a month later,
it's like he forgot about it completely because he's moved on to something new.
Extreme passion. Fleeting passion.
Fleeting passion.
A lot of people are like that.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. But Dylan will be like, you guys, I discovered this thing, and we've all heard of it about eight years ago. I found this thing. You all need to know about it.
Yes.
It's changed my life.
Yes.
This is going to be part of me forever. A month later, hey, how's that thing going? What thing?
I'm
onto something different. Peloton would be a great example.
I literally
of
was
that,
about
right?
to say, like, it's Peloton
was a major example.
Dexter was one of those.
The show.
Love Dexter.
Do you have ADHD?
I don't. I've taken all tests for it.
So I was like, normally that's a big telltale sign.
Yeah.
The hyperfixation.
Text message says, the library. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, I love the library.
Not like a library.
Oh,
that's a perfect example. That's another thing that goes on the top five list of things we think that Dylan loves. Saying he likes things that he doesn't even like. Just to win an argument. But then that files under to be right?
Yeah.
Come on.
But also Super Mario.
Oh, he loves Mario.
Loves Mario.
How can you not love Mario?
So I just got Mario Tennis the other day.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen. Oh, it's so good. The new Mario Tennis Aces. I don't know how new it is. It's new to me.
Of course, then it's new to all of us, Dylan. And it's the only thing we should all have in our lives.
It is so good. And I trust me. I know what you're thinking because I thought the same thing. A tennis game? Lame.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so much fun. And I keep on, like, I have to beg my girlfriend to play with me because she doesn't like playing tennis. And I'm like, come on, just three rounds before bed. Come on. Like, we can play two.
Aww.
Like, darn it.
I love Wii tennis.
It's kind of the same thing, isn't it?
Kind of, yeah.
It's so much more laggy, so you got to time it at the right spot.
Here's another example of a thing that he was going to be part of his daily life forever. That Vi's for Pie.
A lot of people saying Vi's for Pies.
Yeah, but is that...
But listen, it couldn't.
That's come and gone, hasn't it?
Not come and gone. It's because it was part of my life daily.
For so long that it had to go?
It had to. Okay. It was one of the... Like, I'll still get a Vi's for Pies. It's still amazing, but I just can't eat them like I was.
So we've got, at number five, pigs.
Oh, I love
anything
a pig.
Pig related.
Yep.
As long as it's dead and cooked.
From tail to snout.
Uh-huh. You got
we've got Pizza Pops. We've got the thing of the moment.
Casino. Casino has to be on
casino
there.
Casino / saving money and then being right. There you go, Dylan.
There
are the top five things that you love, according to your colleagues.
I mean, you're not wrong.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Dylan's about to throw a big curveball at all of us who've been following along with Bachelor Cam for the entire month of March trying to find love, right?
Yeah.
This weekend, all four dates happen. All the final four, those dates happen.
Yes.
And he will select the love of his life once they are all done. But Dylan is saying, because Jessica's going to join us in the next segment, and Jessica is going to select one of the two remaining mystery dates from the hat.
Mm-hmm.
And Dylan is saying, I'm throwing everybody a curveball this morning. Everybody on those dates, everybody listening, he's making an announcement, a proclamation, a change, a last-minute alteration to make this whole... It's just going to put this whole thing on its ear.
Are you sure
you want to do this?
I think it will really throw a loop for everybody.
So we'll have that, but right now we've got to do this.
When all the good dudes go... We'd like to know, so the search is on. For the best dude in the world.
For 19 years, and we'll be celebrating our 19-year show anniversary in January. We've been doing this show in an endless, tireless search for the best dude in the world. A dude can be a guy, a dude can be a girl, a dude can be a they, a dude can be an inanimate object. One time I remember, it was a while ago. It was, I believe, in the great storm of 2016. A good dude was that little plastic round liner that goes inside a pop bottle cap.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, sometimes they're hard to get out. You used to pull them out and they'd be a winner. That was a good dude one time.
Yes.
A good dude can be anything, but today it's unanimous. We all agree that it needs its time in the sun before the sun is blocked out partially by the moon on Monday. Toast.
Yeah, toast.
Is the daily good dude of the day.
Yeah.
Toast. Let's toast to toast.
A little toast
shall
to
we?
Toast.
A toast to toast if we can.
Toast never gives up. It's always working for us.
Toast is great. Toast with an egg with runny yolk on it. With ketchup and hot sauce and bacon and maple syrup at the side of your breakfast plate.
What about just buttered toast?
Nicole, toast to toast.
Toast with butter dipped in chocolate milk.
Toast to toast.
Is that every day you're doing dipping buttered toast in chocolate milk?
Not every day. That's a weekend treat.
It's a little treat. All right. Thank you. Dylan, what's your toast to toast?
I like the toast to toast. Oh, there's so many. I don't know which one I want to pick. You know what? I'm going to toast to toast. And you might get mad at this.
Kay.
A thin layer of Basil.
Uh-huh. Keep going. Come on.
A fresh heirloom tomato.
Okay.
Some pepper on top.
Uh-huh.
And a couple pieces of bacon. That's my toast to toast.
Oh, God,
yes.
That's good. That's my toast to toast here this
morning. Amanda, what's your toast to toast?
My toast would be butter with honey and cinnamon.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's good. Yes.
Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you.
Feel free to toast a toast at 917-917. What about butter?
Mm-hmm.
Cinnamon?
Mm-hmm.
Dipped in tomato soup.
Cinnamon with tomato soup.
Never had that.
Wow. Brown sugar.
That's a toast to toast.
That's a toast to toast.
Basil and Nutella.
Oh, there's a toast to toast.
Oh,
can't
yeah.
go wrong.
That's good. Nice toast to toast. After toast.
Oh, Robbie, you got a toast to toast?
Am I the only one that likes multigrain?
No.
Like I have at home, I have some multigrain Dempsters.
Why are we bringing this up?
And some peanut butter.
Listen, I love a multigrain.
And I love it.
I love all bread. All carbs. Eat them right up.
Yep.
Bread's good, but it's better once it's toast.
It's true.
But also sometimes a cold peanut butter and jelly sandwich just hits it's a not little toast. Different. I know.
This is toast.
Yeah, different conversation.
But put it in the fridge after you toast it. See what happens.
Feel free to message us anytime this morning as we toast a toast.
Avocado toast.
Of course.
Yes.
So good.
That's the hipster toast.
Oh, give me
some. But there's a reason, Dylan.
Yes.
There's a reason that avocado toast is as talked about as avocado toast.
I'm not denying it. What's this? I've never had this.
What do you have?
Toast with cottage cheese on top toast?
Oh, yeah.
My roommate eats that. She loves it.
Well, I can't say bad things about that. I love cottage cheese. I love toast.
Not to derail. Oh, hang on. We got another toast to toast.
Oh, another toast to toast this morning.
Good morning. Toast to toast.
Morning. I would say toast with jam and cheese.
Yes, I love jam and cheese. It's the weirdest combination.
Like,
so
cheddar
good.
Cheese, like cheese whiz,
you
cheese
can use
slice.
Cheese whiz, you can use cheddar. I've done both, and you would think, like your face right now, Pepper, tells me that's dumb.
Yeah.
Until you try it.
Okay.
I agree. Toast to toast.
By the way, my face telling you that it's dumb, that's just a dumb look on my face.
Okay.
Not that that's dumb.
Cheddar cheese on top of that is the best.
It is. Okay. Jam and cheddar cheese on toast. Toast to toast.
Yes. Okay. God, there's a lot of toast coming to toast right now.
Don't want to derail it, but is English toast? Toasted English muffin toast.
Not really.
Okay.
No. All right. Nope, not at all.
But delicious.
Toasted English muffin, but that's
maybe the English
doing.
Muffin gets its day tomorrow.
The English muffin's day tomorrow.
I might just.
But not today on toast day.
No, don't ruin toast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
You know, Dylan, I like to adhere to a few rules here and there, and I need clarity. I'm not going to object to either way. I just need to know for my own personal understanding of our toast day and toasting to toast.
Yes.
French toast.
Love it.
Counts?
Yes.
Okay.
It's one of the best toasts you can get.
French toast is pretty good. We've got Bill who admits to, for the past 20 years, every single weekday, he eats two eggs on two pieces of toast. Always has for 20 years. Never missed a day.
Brilliant.
Okay. Very good, Bill. Blueberry jam on toast. Blueberries on toast. Toast. How easily we have forgotten about toast, but forget no longer we shall.
No.
Sir. Okay.
Yes.
All right, is she here? We have Jessica on the phone.
We got it.
She's got work right away. Okay, so let's
go. He's handsome and tall. Yes, he's a good catch. He wants kids and a family. Could you be his match? It's Cam. He's a real sexy man. We'll find love if we can.
Bachelor Cam.
Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
Have you been on any dates since the date with Cam? Because yours was a long time ago.
Yeah, mine was a month ago. It's been quite a delay since then.
Yes, no, I know. And you might fall in love with him, but have you been on other dates? Be honest.
I've honestly been so busy with life right now, so I don't even have time for myself.
Have you been thinking about him? Have you caught yourself staring off into the distance at work?
It's been one date.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
So it wasn't as good as we want it to be?
No, it was good, but it's just one date, and it's been like a month ago.
That's
so the time has gone by.
Settle down there. Is
okay.
What you're
Let's
see how the second date goes. Are you still interested in a second date since it has been a month?
Yeah, I'm still interested.
Okay. Okay, good.
Perfect.
And like you've said, with all this long delay in between dates, this will actually go further to tell you if it's a special, it could be that special someone, because you'll meet eyes again and go, oh, yeah, now
right.
I remember. Or
you'll
be like, yeah, I don't know. It's not, I built it up in
And
my
you
head
got
too
the
much.
Initial out of the way. So this will be, is the chemistry there immediately? How do we react as soon as we see each other yet again? So I'm very excited for this one.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how it will go as well.
Okay, so you've got to get to work in a few minutes. We'll make this as quick as possible. What we've got to do is determine what your surprise date is here. There are two surprise dates remaining. The building IKEA furniture in front of everybody is sadly gone.
Mm-hmm.
As is the Goodwill photo shoot where you dress each other up.
Yeah.
In different. You play dress up for a bit.
It's going to be awesome. Yeah.
But there are two remaining. So let's dig into the mystery date hat
to
see.
Here you go.
What is Jessica's date going to look like with Bachelor
Camp? The final two. Which one will it be?
She was given a rose. She accepted. The final date is, it says Drive Wim.
Drive Wim. Yes.
What's up?
Drive at West Edmonton Mall is what you and Cam will be doing.
Oh,
so it is the go karts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the go karting. Okay, that's a good one.
So go karting's Monday evening. If you can make that happen, that would be amazing. It is.
Yeah.
We're going to have you guys race each other. Loser has to buy the other one a drink on Bourbon Street.
Okay, that's a good date.
Yes, Drive.
I prefer this one over the IKEA one.
Okay. Yeah, building IKEA furniture, not for you?
Nope, I would probably not be the greatest with that.
How about driving? Are you going to be able to beat Cam? Because I hear that he's a rule follower and he's very slow behind the wheel.
Nerd.
Well, I just got a speeding ticket the other day, so there might be some competition.
Perfect. So, yeah, you guys will show up at West Edmonton Mall. You have some time slots that will be set aside for you for Drive. And then, loser will have to buy the other one a drink on Bourbon Street. Now, I don't know if you have to run or not, but I'm about to change the whole game. Do you have a couple of seconds left or do you have to run?
Yeah, you got a couple seconds.
Okay. You're sure you want to do this now?
I think it's going to be unique and fun.
He just decided this. He just announced it off the air in the studio to all of us to see what we thought. And we said, hey, this is your thing, Dylan. If you want to do it, you go ahead and do it.
Now,
you're fixing to change everything on these final days.
I haven't run it by Cam.
Okay.
I haven't run it by any of the girls. But you know what? I'm going to put it out there because I think it's fun. I am removing the no kiss rule. Rule from the final four dates. If you feel it at any moment, you're allowed to do it.
Okay.
So good luck on your date. I hope it goes well.
What about the phone number? Can they exchange phone numbers?
No, they can't exchange phone numbers.
They're still banned from exchanging. I'm going to kiss you, okay.
They're not getting phone numbers because it's too much.
Okay.
That's too much.
But a kiss I'm okay with.
Yeah.
Good luck, Jessica.
Thank you.
Okay, so
Monday
that's
night.
Monday. Thank you,
Drive
Monday.
West okay, Edmonton Mall.
Yeah.
The loser buys the other one a drink on Bourbon Street.
And the no kiss, no bite. Can they hold hands on the
Of day? Course.
Okay.
So you can do anything now.
Were they allowed to hold hands the first time around?
He probably.
You frowned upon it, did you?
I think it was more awkward on a first date to have to do that. But now.
Well, that fun little...
They weren't doing it!
Okay.
They are now.
But they can now.
Absolutely.
And they can't exchange phone numbers, how come?
They can't exchange... The reason I don't want them to exchange phone numbers is because I don't need Cam getting all tied up with a bunch of people's phone numbers and texting people and having different people kind of giving different opinions and propositions when he's picking the love of his life.
Okay.
He doesn't need three other girls' phone numbers when he's picking one.
Right.
Something to think about here, which has nothing to do with the Cam date, but thank you to Jessica. So who's left now? Just Catherine. Fan favorite Catherine. Tomorrow we'll select her date.
Yeah, you got it.
The final date remaining. Okay. Can pizza count as toast? You effectively have sauce and toppings on an open-faced crunchy bread. Is pizza. Does it count as toast today?
We're about to lose Robbie all day.
Okay, breathe, Robbie. Breathe.
Wow, that's a good question.
No. Okay, we just won't count it, okay?
It shouldn't count. No, it's not bread.
Pizza's pizza.
It's got to be on bread, and that's not bread.
You could make an argument for it, though. Flour.
You can make pizza toast.
You could.
You put pizza sauce on toast with cheese.
Another one of the favorites growing up at the Wojcik household. Now, this isn't necessarily
We've
healthy.
We've got to give the code word, Dylan, but you go ahead.
You know what? Give it a second.
Saluting to toast. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Stand by.
At the Wojcik household growing up, and it was dad who used to smoke pot.
Uh-huh.
Still does, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
But he came up with this, and I don't know why I love it so much, and I don't know how many households did it. I don't know if any of you guys did it.
Okay.
Here it is.
Okay.
You take your bread.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're standing up, I noticed. This is when Dylan gets serious, by the way.
I need to. Uh-huh. You take your bread,
mm-hmm.
and what you do, and oh my God, was this ever good. You spread cheese whiz on that bread.
Mm-hmm.
In a nice
bread or toast?
No.
Okay.
Bread. Okay. Nice thick layer.
Untoasted bread.
Yeah. Of Cheese Whiz.
Okay.
Then you cut up little pieces of bacon.
Mm-hmm.
And you spread those on that cheese.
Cooked bacon, raw bacon?
I think Dad did it raw.
Okay.
Remember, stoned though.
Okay.
Uh-oh. You take that and you pop it into the oven until that bread toasts, the cheese melts, and the bacon crisps down there.
Oh, yeah. That was in a Mom is in a Rush and Works Late staple in our house.
Is it ever good,
yes.
Isn't it?
That was a frantic Trudy getting home, didn't know what to make everybody. Cheese Whiz on toast for dinner, everybody.
My mouth
is
watering at the thought of the bacon, cheese whiz, and toast right now.
Yeah.
Are you ready to get down?
CHBN-FM
Edmonton
is Kiss 91.7.
Kiss.
Here are the top three things you need to know.
Gotta let them know.
With Pepper and Dylan.
For the Colin Bruce Mortgage Team, 436-2511 or online at colinbruce.ca. Two L's in Colin.
All right, 8 o'clock audience, get ready to text to 917-917 as we try to figure out.
Why are you doing this to us?
Because
and yourself.
I want to know. I saw an article and it made me mad yesterday. The average household grocery cost per month in the United States of America is $475. Average household grocery cost per month.
Which is about 640 Canadian?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that to me seems wrong.
Like
and
low.
Upsetting.
Right. Because of what we're paying.
Am I doing it wrong?
Yeah.
How could you possibly do that? Like, it doesn't make sense to me.
I don't think you answered last time we did this. What do you pay?
Roughly $1,500 to $1,800.
Okay. $1,500 to $1,800?
Yeah.
You live alone.
I know, but my girlfriend.
You love to entertain,
she
though.
Comes
by. And you buy some pretty nice things, right?
Yeah. And like,
$1,800 for one person?
I don't think I could get it lower than $1,000, like if I tried really, really hard.
Per month?
Yeah, I don't. I don't. Maybe I'm doing something wrong.
That's not including your skip?
I don't skip very often anymore.
No, I don't either.
I eat a lot at home.
Yeah.
But I don't eat like...
You just figured you were just no longer satisfied with sideways food when it arrived?
Well, yeah.
Dear God.
It never arrives good.
So, 917-917, because $475...
You didn't learn a lot last hour from our 7 a.m. audience. What do you think? It's going to be different. Everybody's going to blow your... Like, it's sad. It's sad. It's really sad. It's hard. I'm noticing it in so many different ways with two stepkids and my son and my daughter. And my daughter lives with my ex-wife, and my ex-wife half the time is in Calgary. And it's just like the problem is the one thing you always said to me, it's like the thing I don't do that would really help me maintain and stay on budget would be as if I looked for deals.
Yeah.
And
or looked at your card.
I always buy what's on the list,
mm-hmm.
right? It's the same thing. Our list, like I could just photocopy 100 of them and then just tear it off one at a time. And that's our shopping list. I can almost do it by memory now. We get the same thing every time. A lot of the other people in my family think that that's boring as hell.
Right.
But hey, at least you know what you got, right?
Right.
But I've always found that that's a way to kind of stay consistent with my grocery budget. But what's happening now is I used to swear by go once a week and that's it. Don't just, I got to pop in and grab one thing, because then every time you're there, it's like $50, $60. And, you know, it's death by 1,000 cuts.
Sure.
And
what was that?
It's Death by 1,000 Cuts by Taylor Swift. Oh, only the Swifties know.
Oh.
All right. But now, with a daughter living with her mom and then my son working opposite hours, stepson and stepdaughter coming and going, and then my fiance half the time there, half the time not, because she's out hockey, gymnastics, all this sort of stuff. Everybody's just getting groceries all over the place.
Right.
So we have no idea. Oh, did you get that? Oh, I forgot to get that. Can you get that? Oh, do you need anything on my way home? Yeah, I forgot to.
Right.
And it's like $40 here, $40 there, $40 there, $55 there, $61 there, right? So gone are the days of the $200 big grocery shops.
Yeah.
But in its stead have been multiple $40 and $50 grocery shops that add to more than the one. Once a week.
Yeah.
It's killing us, Dylan.
Text message says, Dylan, how the hell do you spend that much?
Yeah, it's a lot.
But the answer is because it's not one person.
Because you have company, or because your girlfriend and her son come over.
Yeah, they come over, and it's just like you got to have food for enough for everybody on the days that they do come. But like you can't just buy
food
that day. I don't know, like sometimes 3 days, sometimes 4 days.
Like three or four dinners a week? Kind
yeah.
of thing. You guys are together for dinner, yeah.
But
yeah,
food so is your hard. Passion, too. So, like, you find value in it, and you spend more money on it.
Yeah, I really...
But he also likes a good case of Pizza Pops.
He does.
True. But, I mean...
But even if you weren't passionate about it, getting it down below 1,000 would be tough for you, right?
I think so. Like, honestly, I really do think so. And, like, I don't know. I eat a lot.
I look at my grocery list and I try and think of what are the things that I wouldn't consider staples that we always have to have in our house. And I can't find it. Like, we've whittled it down.
You should
down
have more
the,
bananas is all I know.
Whenever. Five bananas a week. That's all it takes. Yeah. I don't know why people are getting so many
bananas.
Because
they're so
bananas.
Cheap.
I forgot how many things were basics because now that I've moved out again,
yeah.
I'm starting to realize, like, I've this week alone, I've been to the grocery store probably 4 times because I'm like, oh, I need that, but I don't have it.
Right.
Because it was just always available at my parents' house. So, like, for example, today I have to go get rice because I completely forgot about rice.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And it's...
But little things, even like salt.
Right?
Salt's
like
not
salt,
cheap.
Pepper, like the
oil's
seasoning.
Not cheap.
If I wanted to get a sauce, sauces now are like $6-$8.
Here's what I'll tell you.
I got a Caesar salad the other day without Caesar dressing in it. I had to buy the Caesar. I was furious. That is a sick joke.
You got the kit
tough
without
times.
The dressing? Yeah.
Here's who does
the
that?
This is the worst grocery day of all the grocery days.
Okay.
The grocery day when, for some reason, all of like your household and bathroom items need to be replaced. It's always all at once. And you need to get razors and toilet paper
right.
and shampoo yeah. on top of your groceries. You need a loan. That's why there's a bank at that superstore. So you can apply yeah. for a goddamn loan.
Wow.
It's insane.
But the thing, like Robbie just mentioned,
I start eating my hand.
No, Robbie mentioned oil, and it's true. Like, you start seeing, that oil's not good. The cheap oils aren't good for you.
Right.
This one's going to end my life quicker. So you buy the expensive oil. You're paying $26 a
yes.
month in oil.
And a lot of people commenting about how the unhealthy food, the processed food,
that's
even
the,
fast food
cheaper stuff, yeah.
is cheaper than trying to eat just basically healthy.
Yeah. I got 3 packs of ramen. I'm living life large right now.
No, that's terrible for you.
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to know. I'm going to tell you that the average amount spent per rooftop for our audience.
Right.
Right. So whether you're a single parent or a co-parent or a family of 10, it would probably all average out to about $1,200 to $1,400 a month would be the average that one household is spending.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
If we added it all up and divided it by the number of human heads.
Yes. Yes.
If everybody didn't have a human head, it'd be a lot easier.
So much easier.
Have to feed everybody.
At least housing prices are down and taxes are down.
Are they?
Oh, yeah. And gas bill. Yeah.
Carbon tax.
All those
bill
things are down.
Only going up. Only going up.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what? I promised I'd never sound like my dad.
You do. We all sound like your dad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is how they're getting you, and I want to warn you, but if you were to buy a 2-pack of NASA recommended brand solar viewing glasses in February, you were going to pay $10.99.
Oh yeah, yep.
You are now paying $30 for the exact
supply
same
and demand,
ones.
Dylan. Supply and demand.
$19.99, according to Amazon, there are more than 100,000 people purchasing the product for 2 pairs for $19.99 yep. right now. If you buy the medical King solar glasses, you would have paid $8.73 in March. They're now going for $18.99. 50,000 customers in Amazon Canada have bought these glasses over the last month.
Wow.
This is how they're getting you. They're jacking up the prices for a 3-minute thing where they tell you not to look at the sun.
Yep.
But we're so curious. We need to spend $30 on glasses we'll use once.
Yeah.
So we can stare at the sun for nothing.
You can save them. They'll work next time.
I thought this is a once-in-a-lifetime.
Put it in the will for the great-grandkids.
Well, there you go. Yep. I can't believe the price difference a month can make for something in demand.
For solar glasses?
It's ridiculous to me.
Yeah, it's the high time, right? It's buying high right now, Dylan.
Are you buying the glasses?
I'm going to wait till they all go on sale after the eclipse, save them for next time.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. Let's end with the weathers here this morning.
He's who you go to when you want to know about the sports.
Hope checking their way through another win.
He'll tell you what happened on the rink, on the field, and on the court.
Shoot, pass, score.
Coach Dylan, he's a home run.
You got it.
Coach Dylan, he won't be a
good question.
Coach Dylan, he's number one.
Sports!
See, and then Dylan, to make it even more outrageous, if you have a pet,
right?
Now, I don't know if
food costs for pets have gone up?
Uh-huh.
They have?
Yeah.
They have?
It's so a sick joke.
Our bulldog puppy, Biff, has very specific dietary requirements, Dylan. Well, that and eating his own poop. But if he eats anything other than the most expensive damn food at the vet clinic, he'll be sick. It's $300 every 2 weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Kaylee writes in, this is why everyone's on a fast right now.
Yeah.
Not my choice.
It really does help.
Or did the fasting trend lead to higher grocery prices?
Oh.
Maybe if we all ate more.
Uh-oh.
I'm doing my part.
If we all ate like Dylan, it'd be cheaper, yeah.
Oilers with a big loss yesterday. Dallas Stars walloped the Oilers 5-0.
I think I figured out why.
Okay.
Because there's a place called Dickie's Barbecue Pit across the street from the airport in Dallas. They must have stopped. They probably ate way too much barbecue.
Don't we have Dickie's here?
Yeah.
Well, they were just hungry. They wanted barbecue. They're in Texas. They were feeling heavy.
They filled their tummy. Yeah.
It's a one-time thing. They're gonna get over it.
Okay. Well, they better by tomorrow when they play the Colorado Avalanche.
Oh, they're good.
They'll be coming here, though. 7 o'clock game. 8 games remain in the regular season. And then we get the playoffs.
Uh-huh.
April 20th?
That's what it's looking like?
Looks like the NHL playoffs start April 20th.
That's when we get Robbie's new song?
Yes.
Any clips? Any teases before that? Ah, he's not even giving us the title.
The teases won't do it justice.
No.
You got to hear the whole thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Boom.
All right. Those are the 3 things you need to know.
Text message says you could buy the glasses on Amazon and return them after the eclipse.
Nah, that's thinking.
Yeah.
That's thinking. Got to
do what we can.
Yeah. The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Remind me to ask you about the saying, it's the thought that counts.
Okay.
And I want to know how all-encompassing that saying is. Because I'm very nervous about something. Because I think the thought can count, but there's still an expectation on the thought.
Mm-mm.
I'm worried, but we can't do that, Dylan, because I think you're going to get happy here. I don't know 100%. Who is it, Robbie?
This is Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi, how are you?
Aaron is here to say, because today we stumbled across the fact that, and I think we can all admit it, and go ahead, we're not going to judge anybody, and sometimes it's more empowering to admit when you're wrong, right? Even if you don't believe it. It buys you a lot of favor with your significant others, I find.
What?
But it's empowering to admit when you're wrong or admit when you screwed up. And I think we can all collectively admit today with a little bit, with humble shame.
Okay.
If such a thing, that we have taken advantage of toast for far too long.
Years.
We have not given toast its due time in the sun. Toast, we have just taken it for granted. We've expected it to always be there. We know it's always there. What happens when you're out of bread and you forgot to get some? It's a 5-alarm panic. Wait, we didn't get any bread. Where's the bread? It's the only time. It's when we're mad.
Yeah.
Never do we appreciate that we have bread and toast. What about when your toaster stops working? It's the only time you get mad at your toaster.
True.
Never do you thank your toaster for doing a bang-up job and making toast.
Every day, there
right?
it is,
so
working
today,
for
we're
you.
Toasting toast, and we've been toasting toast all morning, and people are coming in droves to salute toast in their own special way.
It's unbelievable.
We've heard anything, everything, bologna gravy toast, homemade garlic toast, but Dylan, you offered, as you always do, a little toast tip,
yeah.
Or just a food tip that if you try it, it'll change your game. Recent Dylan suggestions, and again, don't ask for him to write it down. He never will.
No, I
you
hate
have to pay attention.
Down.
But there's, of course, your great what was it? Your garlic bread.
Oh yeah,
his mashed potatoes.
Oh yeah,
right. And now he's got another. Do this to toast, and you'll never forget.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron says when you gave it out an hour ago that you just immediately tried it, Aaron.
Yeah, I took my regular Bissell peanut butter bread, and I'm like, oh, you know what? We weren't able to go into work today, so I'm working from home. I'm like, I have some extra minutes. I had some bacon in the fridge, so, you know, fried that up, just not too crispy, and threw the bread in and was listening and took out, sliced a bottom off a clove of garlic, rubbed it on the bread, added a little bit of Miracle Whip, a little bit of A1 sauce, cut up some tomato, threw the bacon on. So good.
So Dylan's saying that the trick, the hack here, is to take a clove of, just a regular clove of garlic, just break it off of that garlic thing.
Yep.
the bulb.
Yep.
And then just rub it on your don't chop it, don't mince it, don't just rub it all over, and it will slowly
on hot toast.
It's got to be on hot toast.
And did it dissolved into the bread, into the toast?
Oh yeah, it like melted in, and I don't know how much garlic actually goes in, but the flavor sure.
Isn't it a nice, and you can control the flavor like by how much you want
rub
on
it,
there.
Rub it on there?
It's the best
flavor. Like you're soaping
flavor.
A hamster's belly, kind of?
Yeah, if you're not, if you're what?
No, so like imagine soaping a hamster.
Soaping the hamster's belly.
Imagine a hamster on his back, and you're soaping him with tiny little hamster
I would
soap.
Never
it would
have
be
imagined,
the same
yes,
kind of thing. Yeah,
yeah
okay.
Yeah, but so.
First thing that popped into my head, though.
I don't understand. Yeah, wow, okay, weird. Yeah. And then it just gives it this really nice garlic flavor, and it's not, like, too overpowering. You can rub more or less, depending on what your preference is. But it just – Aaron, right?
Oh, so, like, so good.
Yeah.
So good.
That's,
yeah.
If I'm making a sandwich, that's what I'm doing.
Oh, that'll be going forward. Because you always have garlic in the fridge. Like,
right?
It's always one of those things, and, you know, halfway through, you throw it out because it's growing.
It's got the green thing
like,
coming out of it, yeah.
Yeah. You want to make sure you're just rubbing it on your toast and right up against where that toast crust is, because that's the integrity of the toast right there.
That's your favorite part of the toast?
No, but the integrity is so great to getting that flavor melted in there and just giving that rub down.
So
it's kind of like you're painting toast.
I'm trying to envision this. So after you rubbed the toast with the garlic clove, how much of the garlic clove was left?
Not much is actually gone from
it. Okay, so just the essence of the garlic is absorbed by the toast.
And the beauty of it is, it you build the sandwich after.
Mm-hmm.
It has the garlic flavor throughout. It stays there. It's got staying power.
So is it? It's better than garlic butter.
I would do that.
This is something 100%. New I'm learning for the first time today. Thank you, Dylan.
Yeah,
thank
no
you, Dylan, as we toast
you,
the toast. Yes, thank you, Aaron. And thank you for toasting.
Thanks
the toast
for trying
today.
It, Aaron. That's right. Really cool.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, love you. See you later.
Love you, bye.
Okay.
It's all just right. Something I've been doing and loving. And I mean, truthfully, it was Alice Waters' daughter, who Alice Waters is a famous chef in out of California, who told me about it. And I was just like, wow. This is amazing.
We've got another salute to raisin toast, cinnamon raisin toast on our toast.
Yeah.
To toast. So you can toast to toast all day here this morning. All right, 917-917. Why? Because toast freaking deserves it. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason. That's
true.
Why.
That is the reason.
Like, you know, plain old toast. That's what we call it. Plain old toast.
Yeah.
We just have some plain old toast.
Right.
Yeah, we ever thought about toast for a single? Whoa, plain old?
Yeah.
Look at all the things I can do.
Everything. There's nothing toast can't do.
What's your number?
On the toaster?
Yeah.
It depends on the toaster, but 3.5 to 4.
Ooh, lightly toasted.
Yeah, and but sometimes, like, when it pops up, I like to have it pop up, and then I do the manual flip.
Oh, so do I.
Yeah.
My fiance thinks I'm the weirdest toasting toaster of all time.
No, because sometimes the toaster's
not doing what you want. You got to seize control of the toast. Pop it up early. Turn it yourself. Yeah, don't rely on the toast to do it
all. Flipping a mattress.
100%.
Yep. Yeah.
I get with that.
Okay, so we toast to toast. Dylan set this entire Bachelor Cam thing on its ear.
Yes.
Bachelor Cam's currently in a meeting. He's out at 9 o'clock. He has no idea that the rule, one significant rule, has been lifted from the final
it's
round
gonna change
of
everything.
Dates, right? Jessica is the third to find out her secret date. There was Ashley and Paige before her. So we have 3 of the 4 final dates have been revealed. We'll do the 4th one tomorrow, but Cam has no idea what rule has been lifted. Well, neither, for that matter, have Paige or Ashley found out what the rule is.
That's true.
You better text them and let them know so everybody's playing on the same common ground here, right?
I will let them know.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Are you at all the least bit curious on this stupid game my fiance and I are playing at home to get in on each other's nerves?
I didn't know there was one.
It all started with a conversation between her and I what are the things that annoy us about each other, but if one of us died, we'd miss. Do you have that conversation?
No, I've never.
Oh, it's a fun conversation.
I've never even thought of this conversation.
Just, you know, you're lying, you're hanging out, you're connecting, and you're just like, what are the things that annoy you so much about me, but if I died, you'd miss and wish they were still there?
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So she's turned it into a game because she went, you go first. And I thought it was a trap.
It could have been.
Right, but now she's getting the last laugh. It's this dumb little game we're playing at my house. It's silly, but it's funny.
I'm interested.
But who's that? We've got some garlic chat now. So we've gone from toast chat to the garlic chat. What's happening here?
Farmer Steve. My good buddy from Steve and Dan's. Is
it Casino Steve? Is it the same person?
Or I'm not supposed to. I cannot confirm or deny that at any moment.
Okay, so Farmer Steve, he's a garlic farmer? Or what?
He deals in all vegetables and all fruits. And
hang on. Yesterday, coolest moment of my life. Talk to Ice Cube.
Yeah.
Today, talking about garlic with a farmer?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
Morning,
okay.
Farmer Steve. You were listening with the garlic, and what did you hear that you wanted to point out?
Well, I was listening there, and it's just like everybody's saying, food is expensive right now, and, you know, you want to be supporting local as much as you possibly can at the market. But then, at the same time, when I hear somebody throwing out garlic, that is probably one of the most expensive vegetables around, can range anywhere from, you know, $10 to $15 a pound. When it has that green sprout that's sticking out.
Yeah, that's when I
that actually doesn't. Yeah, you do not do that. That means it's living. It's good garlic. When it's coming out, you can actually cut that piece off, depending on how long. And it's like. When people buy the green, like green onions to chop up, you can actually chop that up and it actually tastes like garlic. And so that's number one. And number two, you technically, if you have a nice little backyard and that's good living garlic, you can actually cut that off and still eat the garlic because the garlic will taste, it's alive. It will taste better than that dry stuff that you usually have sitting in your pantry forever. It'll have a lot more flavor.
Wait, so we're throwing out the good garlic?
You're throwing out that good garlic. That's the garlic that we plant it twice in the season. We can either plant it in the late fall before the snow flies, or you plant it in early spring. And so then the garlic that is like that, then you break it apart, and you can actually plant it in your backyard. And out of one garlic, you get either 5 to 6 cloves of garlic. And then you have your tilled area with some nice, good soil. And you literally, you put about 1.5 inches into the ground, and you grab one garlic will make you 5 to 6 different garlic.
That's good return on our money. I buy one of those things.
You're making nothing but money. Yeah.
I buy one of those heads of garlic bulbs, right?
Yeah.
For like 70 cents once a week.
Yeah.
And then you throw now I'm investing my entire summertime to get 5 of those.
Well, I mean, how long does it take for garlic? Does it take a long time?
No, you'll have, if you plant that garlic, depending on when you plant it, like if you plant it, it's always better to plant it the year before, but if you plant it at the beginning of spring, you'll have garlic by, at the earliest, end of August to September. Yeah.
Pepper's not going to do that.
I'll just stand there. But I'm hungry now.
But the good thing is, I guess, is when it has the, because everyone throws it out when it gets the green part.
Yeah. Hmm. I just thought that meant the garlic's
that out.
Get away.
No, okay.
All right.
No, that garlic is the best tasting. Like, if you grab that garlic, test it out. Get a dry piece. And get that one with the growth on it, which is, again, there's nothing wrong with it. It's living. Mm-hmm. It will taste significantly fresher and tastier.
The garlic man's yelling at me, Dylan.
Yeah, I like this. Okay. Farmer Steve,
you can always come to the market. You can always come to the market and pick it up if you don't want to do it yourself.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. See you later. Another way to save 70 cents a year.
Listen, we need to save as much money as we can.
It all adds up. It does.
Savings on that.
I like it. If you're not going to throw it out, I always just thought that's when it was going bad.
Right. So did I.
Yeah, so that's good to know.
Like, if it's soft, I'm like, ew, I can't. But that's when it's better.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, good call.
Fine by me. I use one of the. I probably throw out half of it at the end of every
you
week.
You shouldn't be throwing
out
garlic.
Well, that's what that farmer yelled at me and told me I should. Okay, here's a fun thing to do with your significant other, okay? Dylan, you're in a relationship. You seem to like your girlfriend.
I love her.
Right?
Yeah.
And so this is fun. So when you get to that point in the relationship when you know you're perfect for one another, but you know you're just not perfect, this is when you can start chatting about it and have some fun with it. So the other night we turned and we were just talking about each other, and I said that my biggest fear in my life is if she dies first, because I don't know if I could possibly go on without her. Isn't that nice? It's dark, but nice.
Were you being serious?
Yeah, but okay, she responded with, "You're 10 years older than me. Don't worry. You're not going first."
Aw.
She's right.
Maybe.
You never know.
In all likelihood.
Right.
But anyway, so and then we just got onto the conversation of, like, you know, we were just doing that dumb thing when you're gross and you're like, "I love you. Oh, I love you. Oh, this is the greatest love we've ever had." You know, I've been there 100 times. Anyway, And then she said, or it somehow came up, she's like, what are the things that I do that annoy you, right? Because, yeah, we're perfect. We're perfectly imperfect for our partners. Mm-hmm. What are the things I do that annoy you that you that get under your skin, not to the point where you're like, oh, I hate when he does that, but just like annoy you a little bit. And like, she really struggled to find one with me, Dylan.
Yeah, right.
And but then if they were gone, you would miss them forever. And she does this thing. So I shared this with her, and I was uncomfortable because I didn't want to take her to take it too personally and make a wholesale life change, although it annoys the hell out of me. When she uses our coffee machine, we have like a pod machine.
Yep.
She pulls it way out on the counter.
Okay.
Like to the edge of the counter, yep, to make coffee.
Yeah.
I like it tucked away, you know, tucked away, right, against the wall, so it's just inconspicuous.
That's its spot.
Right?
Yeah.
But she'll pull it out.
Yeah, same thing happens at the house.
She'll make her coffee, and then she won't push it back.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It just sits there in the middle of the counter.
I'm always pushing
until
back.
Until I've got to come home and push the coffee maker back. Mm-hmm. Now, look,
oh, no.
I know. It doesn't sound like
thank
a bad
God I'm single.
To slide oh, back. But I just like, I mean, how hard is it? And sometimes I'm like, is it that hard to push it back? So I took a chance. I took the leap, Dylan, and I told her, probably when you don't push the coffee maker back.
Okay.
Since that conversation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's had it out every day?
Every day I get home. No. She doesn't pull it out anymore. She takes it and puts it in different places in the house, and I can't find it.
That's what? Funny.
That's she's trolling. She's trolling you.
So I got home the other day, and it was on the stove. And I was like, what the hell's going on? Is it broken?
Oh, yes.
I don't understand. So I texted her, and she says, no, it's working fine. I'm like, oh, okay. So I made a cup of coffee. I put it back. I made a cup of coffee. Yeah, and the other day I got home, it's in our bedroom.
Yeah, yeah.
And now,
in the defense of that, my friend has a coffee maker
in the bedroom.
It's beautiful.
But he doesn't
keep it. And they're
ensuite. Does he keep it on his bed like hours once?
It stays in the ensuite.
And
this is a good middle finger.
I just got a text message from Camilla, the girl that works for my house that you guys told her I would have no problem with 3 years ago. And every day she works at my house.
Got your back.
She just messaged. She says, is something wrong with the coffee maker again? It was on the dining room table.
Right.
So she's moving this thing all around. And nobody has any idea why or where it is every day.
Screwing up.
So this is her telling me, oh, you don't like when I don't move the coffee maker, hey? So is that her taking it personally, or is she just messing with me?
No, this is good,
This is playful.
It's funny.
And yeah, the coolest thing about it, to be honest, is I can't fight back with the thing that annoys her because, as clearly it sounds, nothing I do annoys her.
Really? Is that what she said?
She didn't bring anything up.
I bet you she could make a list so long it would kill you.
Oh, I don't think so.
Guaranteed she has a ton of things that she knows you're so insecure.
Okay, tell you what.
Ask her what ick she has for you.
Okay, I'll ask her tonight. We have a special night. It's her birthday dinner tonight.
Oh.
I'm going to ask her.
Well, it's going to be hard once you do something special for a birthday.
Well, that's another thing. I'm terrified about the plan today.
No, it's all going to go well.
It's a thought that counts kind of thing.
No, I think today's plan
is going to look so dumb.
No,
I've got this vision. You know when you have a vision for what you're doing? Every year there's a tradition on her birthday that I make her a meal that's completely different and she doesn't expect.
Right.
Right. Things that she loves. Whatever. Mm-hmm. It's whatever. You know how sappy everybody is. This is our sap, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm such a sweet guy.
According to you.
So I don't want to say, just in case, right, what I'm doing, because I've been doing this thing. Oh, you're going to be so excited for April 4th. Oh, you can't wait for April 4th. I've been doing it for 3 months because I've been planning this. And she kept saying, well, what's April 4th? Like, you're trying to downplay her. It's her 40th birthday.
Right.
I didn't realize her birthday is on April 5th.
Pepper.
Anyhow, it doesn't matter. So we're doing it tonight. And I've got this vision in my head. Basically, I'm converting my house into her favorite restaurant.
Yes.
Or not her favorite, a restaurant experience we had together in New York.
Yes.
And
it's
I'm
such
converting
a good idea.
The whole house to try and look like this restaurant.
Which will be very hard.
But come on.
That's special.
Yeah.
It's special. Yeah. I'm printing things off at Staples.
That's nice. I think it's cute.
I've got a menu. I've got an order ticket, and I've got their sign to hang outside. That's how it's going to look like the restaurant. I've got nothing else. What am I going to put wood paneling on the walls? I don't have that kind of time.
I think it's very cute.
I was thinking of hiring a security guard because there's a security guard at this restaurant that lets people in because there's always a lineup to get in and having them at the front door. Too much?
No.
Like a bouncer.
Right? Yeah, like a bouncer.
That would add to it.
Anybody a security guard that has a free or wants to make a couple bucks today, text the show.
Yeah.
You'll just stand outside of my front door.
Do you need a shirt that says security though, right?
A full-on jacket.
Okay, jacket that says security.
Yeah, Tuke, you got to look
have one of
badass.
Those?
You've got one?
Yeah.
You want to be the security guard,
sure.
Megan? Okay, Megan will be the security guard unless we've got somebody else that does it. If you've got a gun, don't worry about it. Don't need that.
Okay, good. I think what you're doing is really cute.
In theory, it's a great idea.
Yeah, well, whatever you envision,
practice,
it's not going to be that great.
No, it's going to look junky.
No, but it's still cute. It will look junky.
But that's why I'm asking. How far does the saying, it's the thought that counts, travel until it just doesn't count?
I better hope a lot
She walks
today.
In and I've just got like a big piece of paper that says the name of the restaurant on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's like a tea party with your little daughter. That's not a nice romantic gesture, is it?
Nah. Text message right now says she definitely has a list.
Oh, yeah. I don't think so.
Trust me.
Send it
she's
to our
got
friends
a list.
Okay, you know what, Megan? She loves you to pieces. You message her. Say you want to put a list together.
Okay.
See what she comes up with.
She's going to have so
and
many
then
things.
You reveal. I don't want to know anything about it. You reveal it tomorrow.
Okay.
You better ask her now, because after she sees this little splish splash show I'm putting together for her.
She really won't. Boy.
Like, it's just like, I've got that vision, you know? And it just, the reality and then the actual are going to be so drastically different. I'm embarrassed already.
You shouldn't be, because it's going to be cute. Not great, but cute.
Not great.
But I think it's
and
better.
I built
I think
it up for 3 months. I've been telling her
that's
how awesome
where you made the mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's special. Yeah, yeah. I think you'll do great.
Not to mention the food from the restaurant. It's coming all the way from the restaurant.
That's cool.
From New
and
York
expensive.
City. How do I know if it's
Oh, so you're
here?
Not even cooking?
No, well, I'm reheating.
You're reheating?
He's microwaving.
A little less special.
I'm getting it. I'm having the actual food. I was going to replicate the dish, but I'm actually having it delivered from New York.
Tip that Uber Eats driver.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Oh, good news. You'll get a kick out of this tomorrow. Megan has sent a text message to my fiance.
Mm-hmm.
And she has said, "Dearest Coral, please send a complete list of the things that Pepper does that it annoys you in your relationship."
Yes, I said.
There's probably so many, Pepper.
Well, she couldn't name them the other night, I'll tell you that much.
Because she knows how fragile you are.
Very fragile, yeah.
Well, I told her to at least give me the top five.
At least top five? You're acting like there are more than that?
Because I said.
You give us her top five all week long.
Scraping the bottom of the barrel to get to one.
No
way.
It's because I also included, I was like, not only the things that annoy you, but also that could give you the ick.
Oh,
I bet you that's a lot.
That's maybe where, you know.
You pooping on the toilet with the door open? Ick.
Yeah.
I'll never understand that.
You don't do that?
Oh, everybody, why is the door open?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
That's the ick.
To contain the smell? Close it.
Nothing can. Anyway.
That's respectful.
Just, you get to a certain point in a relationship, the door isn't necessary anymore.
It's always necessary. Wind pooping.
It's not necessary.
All the way
when
closed or just kind of pushed, floated to as much closed as it can
I
get.
I think closed, wind pooping.
Closed and locked? In a relationship?
I don't think you have to lock it in a relationship.
No?
No.
Out of respect
also
and courtesy.
Also, classify a closed door as like fully closed?
Fully
or like
closed
what if it's
and latched.
Sitting.
Right.
No.
Like there could be a crack.
Crack is not what you want in that situation. No.
Well, that's exactly what you want in that situation.
No crack.
No.
Yeah.
Turn the fan on, lock the door.
Yes.
Spray some sprays.
You lock the door.
Because you don't want them.
You're weird.
I don't want to walk into a bathroom.
Who walks into a bathroom with a closed door? No one.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if it was my home, I might walk into
917, in your family, in your household, do you lock the bathroom door when you're in it?
Robbie's a nervous
pooper.
Okay,
I'll admit it. Maybe it's a little weird that I don't even close it.
It's not. It's very weird.
I don't close it when I have company over. My house, my rules.
What?
What are you going to see? Yeah. You want to see? Just come on in. I don't care.
What about the girl that works from your house? She
closes
the door.
I don't know if she locks it.
Would you do it in front of her?
Well,
no.
I don't know. I'd push the door, and wherever it stopped, it stopped.
You wouldn't close it like a ka-chink?
No.
You wouldn't ka-chink it?
I wouldn't latch it. No. I wouldn't feel the need to latch.
Wow.
That's rude.
When I used to live at Pepper's, he'd be. I thought he was in the laundry room. He'd be having conversations with me. I'd walk over. He's pooping.
No. Sometimes I'm sitting and peeing.
That's an ick.
Yeah.
That's one of her icks. It's got to be. Does she open door poop?
Hey, if I'm going to give you my heart, I'm going to give you everything that comes along with it, okay?
Fair.
That's true love right there.
Nice. All or nothing.
All right. Good luck getting that list. All right, now. Okay, is Cam standing by?
Yes.
Okay. New rule change to the Bachelor Camp.
He's handsome and tall. Yes, he's a good catch. He wants kids and a family. Could you be his match? It's Cam. He's a real sexy man.
if we can for Bachelor Cam.
Look how many people lock the door. That's in their own house it's when they're using the bathroom.
You just don't need anyone walking in.
Lock, but
it also won't stop anyone.
If somebody's walking in, that's on them.
No, yeah. It's also on you.
A closed bathroom door means I'm in here.
You should knock.
Yeah.
Little kids don't, so whatever.
Sometimes that's just your getaway. You're just that's your, your sanctuary.
It's my alone time.
Yeah.
All right. Here's Cam. Hi, Cam.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Excellent. Let's get Cam all up to speed here with what's developed. He was in Vegas, and you are back now, right? Right.
I am back. Yeah, okay. Back in lovely Edmonton.
He's getting ready for four dates in a row starting tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. We know Sunday's date is assembling furniture at IKEA with Paige, correct?
You got it.
Okay. We know tomorrow night's date is... Oh, no, he doesn't know this yet.
No, he hasn't heard.
Reveal to him what tomorrow's date is.
Tomorrow night, Cam, you will be 6 o'clock on Calgary Trail at Goodwill with Ashley.
Oh, wow.
You guys will be doing an unboxing, so when there's donations brought in, they have to unbox them. So you'll be going through someone's donations, unboxing, and kind of volunteering in the back.
Working after for free is what it's called, yeah.
You guys will be... doing a photo shoot inside, but you'll dress each other first for three different scenarios. A night out, breakfast with the parents, and vacation. You'll dress her, she dresses you, and there will be a photo shoot that happens. They got a photo booth set up down there. Thank you to Doug and everyone over at Goodwill.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
So that'll be tons of fun. We're excited to have that one happen.
Yeah, that sounds exciting. I just don't know what you would wear for meeting the parents for the first time.
That's funny.
You better figure it out, Cam.
You better be good.
Date number three with Jessica was revealed today, Cam.
That will be on Monday evening, 7 o'clock. Drive West Edmonton Mall. You guys go head-to-head go-kart racing. And the loser buys the winner a beer on Bourbon Street.
Oh, so I'm getting a free beer bought for me. Thanks, Jessica.
I thought you were a slow driver rule follower, Cam.
I am, but when it comes to go-karting, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
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 All right, so three of the four dates have been revealed. We'll find out the fourth one tomorrow with Catherine, the fan favorite, by the way. Yeah. Catherine Cam is a hashtag.
Mm-hmm.
But now the most important part, Cameron. Cam. One, do you close the bathroom door? Do you lock the bathroom door when you're using the bathroom at your own house?
Well, I live alone, so it's an open door policy.
All right. What if you find true love with one of these lovely ladies that you've been dating? Is the door locked at your own house?
No. I think the open door policy stays.
There he is.
Wow.
I'm loving him more and more.
Wow. We made a find a Cam problem.
Yeah. So, Dylan, the rule, one new rule change, or I guess, a rule change. A rule has been lifted from the final round of dates. Dylan letting you know just in time. Date number one tomorrow night. A certain rule no longer applies. Dylan?
I think it's super important, Cam. I didn't discuss this with you, but I do believe that in order for you to, next week on Wednesday, find the love of your life and start a date and a future with somebody, I think it's incredibly important that we lift the no-kissing ban starting right now.
What?
Whoa!
I know, Cam!
Wow!
I know! But how are you going to know if you have chemistry with the person if you never kiss them?
It's true, but I have a lot of thoughts running through my head right now.
I would be nervous. It's going to be very... I know I'm putting you in a spot that whether you want to or not, whether they want to or not, it's an interesting situation. But I was just thinking, I was sitting here going like, oh my God, like what if he ends up getting to the end of the dates, he still hasn't kissed them, and then they don't have kiss compatibility. Now, I don't believe there's such thing as a bad kisser. That's always been my belief.
Okay.
No such thing as a bad kisser. I think two people are either compatible while kissing or incompatible.
Right.
And if you're incompatible while kissing, this was all for nothing.
This is true.
Now, it's not mandatory.
No,
right?
Dylan's
not forcing some kissing here.
You do not have to.
But the thing also is you still cannot exchange numbers because Dylan doesn't want you chatting with somebody behind the scenes and setting something up if it doesn't go well or anything like that.
No.
So you can kiss, you can body contact, any sort of
physical
contact.
Yeah, you can hold hands. Whatever you feel comfortable with is allowed.
Yes.
Wow, this adds a whole new dynamic to these dates.
Yeah. Now, you don't have to, like Pepper says, do anything. Nothing can change if there's no chemistry, if they don't feel it, if you don't feel it. Totally fine. But I just want to get out of your head and say, if you feel chemistry at the end, if that's how, whatever you want, Cam.
Now, how far can it go?
That's not on me to judge.
No, but you're just saying, okay, oh, that's fine.
Yeah, whatever.
Anything that happens, happens now.
No, yeah. I just believe that people have kiss compatibility. Like someone right now, they're saying there's 100% such a thing as a bad kisser. A text message just came in. I don't believe that. I believe
there's a bad kisser for you.
Exactly.
But not a bad kisser.
Because when you get somebody that you think is a bad kisser, they've kissed somebody that most likely has enjoyed that.
That's right.
So just because it doesn't match out for you, that's completely fine.
You know what? Fair enough. That does kind of make sense.
100%. Because, I've kissed a lizard before. And for me, I wasn't into it. But, imagine that if they were lizard kissing, that's what they like.
This is a perfect window and opportunity, Dylan, for you to take us down memory lane and the girl that kissed so weird. That you, what did she do, Dylan, when you were kissing her? Listen to this. Here we go.
And her eyes were wide open.
Yes, the whole time.
Eyes wide open and some kind of mooing.
Cow mooing thing. It was the weirdest thing ever. It was like 20 years ago, and it's still on.
She was enjoying it.
One more time, so you'd go in for the. While you were kissing her.
Yes.
Eyes wide open.
Weirdest thing I've
been
through.
That is not kiss compatibility.
No, I didn't.
Somebody somewhere likes that.
Of course they do. And I'm not saying anything wrong.
Are they just silent about it? Where they're like, I like the kiss, but that sound you make, I guess I'm just going to have to put up with
it. That is unsettling
in every way. It was weird.
All right. Well, Cam, so there you go. There's the new rule change, or the rule removal. The final round of dates starting tomorrow. So that now applies, or doesn't apply anymore, however you want to look at it. All right, Cam?
Perfect. I love it. I got to agree with Dylan on this one, though. There is something to be said. You have to have that physical connection as well.
Right.
So maybe kiss compatibility is a thing.
Oh, my
but
goodness.
But it also puts more stress and anxiety on the
absolutely.
Second day. The whole time wondering,
who
like,
starts
this,
it? Do I want to kiss? Should
I
kiss?
I don't know, man. What will happen?
I know. Listen, this isn't going to be the easiest part, but Cam, by next week, we have the love of your life. Fingers crossed everything goes well.
I couldn't agree more.
So, good luck to you. Tomorrow night with Ashley is the first date. And, we'll find out tomorrow.
The fourth and final date with
Catherine. So, Cam, we'll talk to you hopefully tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good.
Glad
have a good
talk
one.
To you soon. See you later there, Cam. Bye. Okay. So, kissing now allowed. Body, any sort of physical touches now allowed.
That's up to them.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't. I'm just not saying no.
No phone number exchanges.
But I think that makes sense, too.
I know what you're saying.
The fact is, if he gets a bunch of phone numbers and then they're texting and then this isn't, hey, choose a bunch of girls and talk to all of them.
Just find the love of your life.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah.
The final date will be revealed tomorrow with Catherine, and then we will know all four for the final
If they have chemistry, it's going to be great.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.